morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening to around the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Network, and this is the talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we could all get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do ask you to keep it to one question and the biggest thing that's on the top of your mind, and then I can look into your energy field and see what's going on. And our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Before we go to the phone lines, I'd like to give you a tip of the week. And the first thing I wanted to talk about was our body as a temple. And how many times do you feel that your body, or do you feel that your body as a temple is a temple? Do you recognize yourself and your physical body as a temple? A lot of times we tend to cut down our body and think our thighs are too big, or our stomachs are too big, or our behinds are too big, or we don't look at our body as a sacred temple that we absolutely, not only do we choose before we came down here, that we absolutely decided what color hair we're going to have, what color, how hot, tall we're going to be, what sex we're going to be, what orientation we're going to have, what family we're going to have. We chose all of those things as a energetic being having a human experience, as an angel having a human experience, down to curly hair and what color's eyes we're going to have. And when we start recognizing that our body is a sacred temple that holds our essence, our God aspect, then we really want to start embracing our body instead of cutting it down. Start acting like it is the temple that holds your essence, holds your soul. So the more you do that, the more you clear out any kind of blocks that are in your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body. It helps you start looking at yourself as an energetic being. And that is the key. And I'm talking about the key to be able to get rid of blocks. If we don't see ourselves as energetic beings, then it keeps us in patterns that are disempowering us. It keeps us in habits that are disempowering us. It keeps us in a, like, it looks to me like literally when I read symbolic language in your energy field, with, I see chains around your, people's feet and around their hands. And that's my symbol of being chained by past patterns of generational patterns, by our own mind chatter, our own talk. We sabotage ourselves so we could have a wonderful opportunity come up to us as far as a relationship or a new job opportunity. And if our mind chatter is taking control, our mental mind has more muscle power than our soul does, then we're going to listen to the ego and the mind chatter than we are listening to our soul. So the more we clear out and recognize ourselves, starting with the physical body, watching what you put in your physical body, a lot of people are noticing that they're starting to, as they start to look at themselves energetically, as they start to clear their energy field, that their taste, their literal taste buds start to change. They start to not be able to drink coffee as much, and they switch to green tea. They start clearing out acid things, acidic-making food, because we are alkaline-based people, and our diet has gone way too acid. And so now they're finding that the more you put alkaline foods and alkaline-based foods into your body, that it absolutely helps aging. Cancer cannot grow in an alkaline-based body. So the more you start, again, treating your body daily as a temple, start waking up in the morning saying to yourself and giving praise to the temple that you chose to live as a God aspect, in this physical vessel carrying your soul, your essence, the more that's going to change your day to feel like you're directing your energy, like you're in the driver's seat of your life, and you're directing it like a master, or you're going to feel like you're in the back seat and somebody else is driving it. So the more you start off your day by just pausing and just going inside of yourself, tapping into your heart, praising your heart, praising your body, your vessels, tapping into your, seeing your, starting to see yourself from the inside out. For thousands and thousands of years, we've really been hardwired. And so what we're doing is changing the programming in our head that's down to our neural pathways for us to be looking at ourselves again from the inside out. So inside out is having a solid foundation, feeling really, think of it as a beautiful chalice. And so we're pouring our essence into it, and that has a foundation, a core, it's grounded. So then we could stand in our core in a grounded way. We feel more solid when we make decisions. We feel more solid when we go out into the world. And so the more you pause, again, even what before you get out of bed and tune yourself into your frequency, going into your heart, listen, pause, put your hand on your heart, feel that oneness that pulses through every single one of us that goes to that one source, that heartbeat that connects us all. Taking the time to do that, you're starting to polish your temple. You're starting to recognize yourself as an energetic being in a physical body, having a physical form here. And that then we start, it literally opens up pathways and neural pathways throughout our physical bodies. It clears out the meridians. We all know that acupuncture clears out meridians that are blocked. So think of, you can absolutely do stuff throughout the day to see yourself, your body, as, again, a temple that holds your essence, your piece of source. And the more if we recognize that and stand solid in that, the more you want to, again, watch what you take into it, watch what you eat, watch what you feel, watch what you say about yourself, watch with the words that you feed yourself with, as far as, do you give your feed yourself with negative chatter and mind chatter? Is that the food that you're feeding yourself with? Or are you starting to tune in with feeding yourself with nectar, meaning good food, good physical food, good energetic food, good words, good thoughts? And as soon as we start doing that, it literally starts changing our whole thing. What they call in shamanism is the assemblage point. The assemblage point is the way we view the world, our perception. So if we view the world, which most of us come in viewing from the lower chakras, so that's all about survival and survival issues. So we come in hardwired with us consciously or unconsciously being concerned with our survival, food, shelter, home. And so all of that is legitimate things because we did come down here in a physical body. So all those needs need to be met. But when we start merging the energy field, we start recognizing that we could have a solid foundation and start directing our energy differently. And that means that we have those needs are met, but they don't take such a big part of our subconscious, where the mind chatter and, again, the ego is all concerned about home, survival, food, stay in toxic relationships and toxic scenarios, because it gives you a sense of security. Your whole view, your whole assemblage point, your perception changes from those lower chakras, which are all lower mind, survival, energy. You start moving up the chakra level, so you start living out of the higher chakras, and the higher chakras are connected to our higher self, our God essence. And also we start building the foundation, so seeing through the God eyes that we all have. And then we take looks to me like contact lenses that start popping off. So think of that, the veil that separates us from our higher self, from our dead relatives and dead in our guides. The more we start having a solid foundation, the more those contact lenses start popping us off, our perception that has the veil there in the first place. The thinner the veil is, the more we have flow in our life. The more we have flow in life, the more we feel lighter. The more we feel lighter, the more we feel enlightened and feel, again, like we're in the driver's seat. The first place to start is the body, is the physical temple, because it all goes in harmony. It all, think of a house that you have to have a foundation. We are the foundation. So we can merge and have a meditation and have absolutely connect to a higher source. That's very important. But it's really important, too, to ground it down through the physical body, because otherwise it stays up in our energy field. When I look into somebody's energy field when I'm doing readings, I see all these big balloons and ideas. And so I could read their ideas. I read their hopes and potentials. It's how you ground them. How do you, are you able to give birth to them? And that follows the pattern of the chakra. So you have an idea over the head, and then it goes into the sixth chakra, which that is all about perception. Then you go into the throat chakra, so that's all about talking, speaking, putting energy around it. Then it goes to the heart chakra, so you put your love into it. Then it goes to the third chakra, and that's the self-esteem, self-worth. So as when we start seeing our body as a temple, we start taking any idea, any hope, dream, and desire, bring it down through the birthing process, and then the lower chakras, through the second chakra, that's all about sex, finances, creativity, one-on-one relationships, and the root chakra is home, family, and the ability to ground down into the earth chakras. Those people, those chakras, those lower ones are really getting shooken up right now. So again, the more you have a solid base, as above, so below, the more you're able to hold your core energy and you don't get shooken up by that those things that are on the outside of you. You have a solid foundation, be able to feel like you could direct your energy in a much more empowered place. And that's what you're being, not only are all of us recognizing, we are waking up to this, we've heard for so many years and years and years that we are angels having the human experience. Now we're being urged to act like it. Not just sometimes, not just every once in a while when we listen to a show, a metaphysical show on Dr. Pat's network or somewhere else. We're being encouraged to incorporate this into our daily life, to embrace this, to act again. Look to see where you're seeing, what eyes are you looking out of your body with? Are you looking for the wounded child that's concerned about security issues, or are you looking at the divine eyes that has a temple that you're living for, and that this is where you're directing your energy in that energetic posture? It literally opens up the pathways and the doorways through in your energy field to hold more of this life force prana. And so when we're closed off on one side, it makes things harder for us to manifest and to get. And so this is when we have that energy flow and that life force, that prana, it evens us out. It's a homeostasis. Our body seeks homeostasis. And so the more you treat your body as a temple, the more you watch what you put in. Think of garbage in, garbage out. It's the simplest way to think about it. The more you start thinking, pausing for that second and saying, I live in a temple. I'm coming from that temple. And that's how I see life, as living in heaven on earth now. So when we go back, we're going to go to our first break. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and may you align with the divine right now.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. Free seminars on improving health and wellness and managing your money with Marcia Brixey, author of Money Wise Women. Meet Gio Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars. Bring your questions to Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors. Fun and trendy fashions by J.C. Penney. Cooking tips and recipes at the Beef It's What's For Dinner stage. And backed by popular demand, Seattle's hottest firefighters. Favorite authors Ann Rule and Debbie McComber. Plus 500 exhibits, free samples, and best of all, stretch your shopping dollar with fabulous Women's Show specials. The Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, March 27th through 29th at Questfield Event Center. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, American Family Insurance, Snoqualmie Casino, the Seattle Times, and King 5. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PasadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
No shirt, no shoes, No problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Back to the Kara Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Network. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Sounds like a plan. I'll just give out that number one more time for all the listeners out there for listening to the Kara Connor Show, being brought to you by, of course, the Dr. Pat Network here on KKNW 1150 AM. The number is 1-800-930-2819. All right, and we have first up to bat, there's Trish. She's calling in from New Hampshire. She's in a damaged friendship, actually, from a previous business deal. She needs a little help working this out, Carrie. So let's bring on Trish.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Trisha. How are you?
Great.
So what's going on, hon?
So I had a friend represent me in a business transaction, and now the friendship's gone south, and I was wondering if there's any way to repair it.
Any way? What was that, hon?
Is there any way to repair the damage?
Okay. All right. You know, I'm seeing a maternal grandmother come in, and also is the... I'm seeing a father come in.